a very startling statistic and very concerning because elder financial abuse is an issue that is oftentimes not talked about, and it is what we call America's dirty little secret. The number has been on the rise over the past few years due to just the economic situation in America.
Okay.
We see many people that are facing challenges, and a lot of times we might look at our parents or grandparents and think that they have resources, and therefore shouldn't we be entitled to some of those, or shouldn't they be available to help us?
How can people protect themselves against being exploited like this?
Well, it's a tough one because so often financial exploitation is a family matter, meaning that it's oftentimes family members, adult children, grandchildren, and other relatives that are the ones that are actually taking advantage financially of their loved ones. And this is not to suggest that everybody in America is a crook. We're not suggesting that at all.
Mm-hmm.
But we are suggesting is just some general prudence can go a long way.
We live in an age when so many family members live separated from their loved ones. Is there a way that we can check to make sure that our older relatives are not being exploited in that way?
It's really quite hard to check without really talking to them, understanding what's going on, and even having access to their finances,
mm-hmm.
which again, then is it the chicken watching over the hen house, or is it the fox watching over the hen house? It's unfortunate because money really causes people to act and behave in ways that might not be characteristic of their normal everyday behavior.
Are people reluctant to report financial abuse to authorities?
I'm glad you asked that question. Very much so. We know from statistics, from research, that only about 1 in 24 or 1 in 25 cases ever come
really?
To light. So the majority of these things are things that are not reported. There is oftentimes so much shame, so much embarrassment that people don't want these things brought up. And when we see dementia as being a factor with older people, a lot of times that dementia is something people can take advantage of. Some people we hear of, I'm not sure if I allowed them to have $1,000. I'm not sure if I told them they could borrow my ATM card.
Mm-hmm.
I might have. And we also see that many times the people who are victimized are more concerned about the perpetrators than they are about themselves.
You're conducting a seminar on February 29th to help people protect themselves and loved ones. Tell me about that.
Okay, that's going to be an event through the OLLI Group, which is the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. It's going to be conducted out at Sycamore Senior Center in Blue Ash. And it's going to be a three-hour event where we're basically going to be talking with participants, primarily older adults, people age 60 and older, about financial exploitation, sharing a number of different ideas, sharing a number of safeguards, sharing things that people can do to be much more aware, and then look at putting preventative measures in place so that they do not find themselves falling victim.
You can find out how to get more information about this program on our website at wnku.org under local news. Charles Puckta, thank you for being with us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.